KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. State legislators returned to work at the state capitol this morning after a month-long recess. In a final mad dash to the end of session, lawmakers will consider hundreds of bills, including ones involving gay marriage, driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, and more than a dozen bills aimed at reforming California's health care system. Electricity customers will get a bit of a break on their bills as part of a settlement with Reliant Energy announced this morning. Reliant will pay California's largest utilities $525 million for overcharges billed during the state's energy crisis a few years ago. The settlement resolves claims made by Pacific Gas and Electric, Southern California Edison, and the California Public Utilities Commission, among others. And the California Department of Education this morning will release the results of achievement tests taken by 5 million students this past spring. The results will help determine whether schools are meeting the minimum standards laid out by the federal No Child Left Behind Act. There's a critical shortage of nurses in California. In fact, the hospital industry needs to hire thousands of full-time registered nurses. But the state's underfunded nursing schools are turning away RN applicants. In the second part of our series looking at California's nursing shortage, Deborah Baer of KPCC in Los Angeles looks at how one of the state's biggest hospitals and one of its largest nursing schools are working together to solve the problem.
Right now she's checking the carotid pulse on her patient.
Do you hear it up here?
I could vaguely hear it.
Eileen Croak is an assistant professor at Cal State Long Beach's nursing program. With 900 undergraduate and graduate students, it's one of the biggest nursing schools in the state. But it's awfully small, just 4 classrooms and 2 lab rooms. Croak's lab class looks like a MASH unit with 18 sophomores crammed into a space designed for 12.
We've got so many students around now that the lab sizes have gotten bigger. We're running 6 labs right now. Usually I teach 3.
It costs more to educate nurses than, say, English or computer science majors. But the state doesn't reimburse public universities and colleges more for their nursing students. Over the past decade, both UCLA and USC closed their undergraduate nursing programs. That and the nurse shortage have put pressure on the Cal State campuses to accept more students. Lucine Huckabee is the director of the Cal State Long Beach Nursing School.
We have over 500, and at one time we had 1,500 pre-nursing students here enrolled, but we could accept only 36 per semester, because there are no monies to hire faculty, and we were turning away qualified applicants.
Huckabee lost 2 faculty positions to state budget cuts, and she was going to have to cut enrollments from 36 students a semester down to 24. That sent up red flags at local hospitals desperate for nurses. Sue Crockett is in charge of workforce development at Long Beach Memorial Hospital.
It was going to go from bad to worse. That's not okay. We need to change something.
So Crockett and Huckabee negotiated a solution to their crisis, a 5-year, $15 million partnership, the biggest deal of its kind. It began last year.
We doubled our enrollment from 36 per semester to 72.
And next year, the enrollment will triple. Here's the deal. Long Beach Memorial put up $10 million and offered 9 of its nurses with master's degrees to teach and supervise students at the hospital. It built a new training lab and offered its big amphitheater for lecture classes. Cal State Long Beach provided the students and kicked in $5 million worth of services. Memorial's new lab is equipped with state-of-the-art hospital beds and computerized human patient simulators.
He has vital signs, heart rhythms, rates, breath sounds.
Sim Man, as he's called, is closer in creation to an android than a mannequin. Again, Memorial's Sue Crockett.
Plus, we're able to give him medication and have it be physiologically interpreted. So we can run any kind of scenario, a major bleed, a mock code, and we can change it as it goes, just like patients change as they go.
The 5-year partnership between Long Beach Memorial and Cal State Long Beach will produce more than 800 new nurses, and many of them will end up on the nursing staff at Memorial. 30-year-old Mark Ayers graduates next summer.
Memorial is paying for my books and tuition, and for every year that they pay for
me while I'm in the program, I contracted with them to work for a year.
By expanding the pipeline of nursing graduates, Long Beach Memorial will get more full-time RNs and save millions in training, recruitment, and the hiring of expensive temporary and traveling nurses. Crockett says the partnership will soon pay for itself and help ease the nurse shortage, at least locally.
We should, within the next year and a half, be able to make a significant decrease in the amount of money that is spent on traveling staff and registry staff in order to keep our patient beds open and cared for.
There are about 80 partnerships between California's hospitals and nursing schools. Creating more of them is the linchpin of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's plan to address the nurse shortage. Victoria Bradshaw is California's Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development.
We know this works. We've seen it work. We want to replicate it in as many places as soon as possible to get more nurses into the system.
Last year alone, hospitals spent $50 million on a patchwork of partnerships across the state. That's more than the state will spend this year to expand its public nursing schools. Some industry insiders worry that hospitals can't sustain that level of investment. Not all of them are healthy, like Long Beach Memorial. In fact, more than half of California's hospitals are operating in the red. At the same time, though, almost all of the state's nursing schools are operating at capacity and still can't produce enough nurses. Charles Reed is chancellor of the Cal State Universities.
And the reason for the patchwork is the nursing workforce is at a crisis stage in California. And if we can't produce more well-prepared nurses, the health care industry in California won't be able to take care of the citizens.
Whether the partnership model proves to be a long-term cure or just a Band-Aid fix to the nurse shortage remains to be seen. For now, at least, it's working, and there aren't many alternatives. For the California Report, I'm Deborah Baer in Long Beach.
That's the California Report for Monday, August 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family, online at farmwater.org, and the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org.